immigrant communities, the enclave.
As an American growing up in Miami, I had a hard time finding work because, I mean, every job in the paper you had to be bilingual, and I didn't speak Spanish. And yet I would go to Publix, and the numbers were all called out in Spanish, and my checkout girl was unable to speak to me if I had a problem.
Anthropologist Susan Greenbaum, historian Ray Arsenault, Roy Beck, editor of the Social Contract magazine, Rick Altman of the Federation for American Immigration Reform.
One of the issues is whether or not immigrants should be allowed to create the enclaves that exist in Miami.
This great link not only to the Caribbean but to South America.
Or that existed here in Tampa.
The largest concentration of cigar factories in the United States, certainly, and probably in the Western world.
The enclave is considered kind of a dangerous development, a place where people are somehow encouraged to hold on to their old ideas and their old customs.
Legal immigration creates the protected enclaves for illegal aliens to come in.
This is a kind of self-perpetuating segregation that is completely cutting these people out of American society. They have their own microculture, but again, it's forever constrained to the lower income level, so they never really fully participate in America's economy.
But the enclave is also an economy of scale. It's an incubator of development. It's a way in which people can engage in mutual self-help to create solutions to the problems that the people who worry about immigrants feeding off of our welfare system wouldn't have. The Cuban success story is much vaunted, but there's nothing intrinsically enterprising or successful about Cubans that could not also be said of other groups. And I think that that is one of the lessons of Florida.